Before I begin my reading, something I did forget to announce, this evening will be our third Sunday night singing at 6 o'clock, and the singing seniors will be our feature group tonight. So please come back and support them with your presence and your prayers tonight. I want to read just a few verses of scripture from Isaiah chapter 40. If you would like to turn and read with me, turn to Isaiah chapter 40, and I want to begin reading with verse 28 and read through verse 31, the end of the chapter. This verse where I'm going to begin reading is, the language of this was written and spoken in a way to get attention, because it says, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So Isaiah, the prophet here, was saying, have you not known these things about the Lord? Have you not heard these things about Him? Are you not mindful of the fact that the Lord can do these things? That the Lord is the creator of all things? That He does not faint, He does not get weary? There is no searching of His understanding. In verse 29 it said, He giveth power to the faint. The title of my message today will be, We Have Liftoff. I remember when I thought about this, and that's a term that's commonly used when something takes off from the ground, when an airplane or a rocket or something is propelled into the air, that term is generally used, we have liftoff. I remember when I studied this, I thought about it. I remember the first time that I ever got on a plane, an airplane that is, I was a teenager. And I got on there and those big engines began to rev up. I mean, they began to rev those engines and they began to roar, and I could just feel the power behind those. And then we took off down that runway, and I always did kind of have a liking for things that went fast. We took off down that runway, and I mean, that thing just lifted off into the air, and I was just downright excited. I thought that was really something, to be able to get inside of something like that and take off and leave the ground. The great power that was being thrust from those engines to lift that big jet airplane off the ground that way. I was 17 years old when I did that. The next year, I got lifted up in a much greater way. And I'm telling you today that God has the power to lift you up. We sing the song oftentimes, Love Lifted Me. And in the 18th year of my life, there one night, bowed before the Lord, with great condemnation in my heart and great conviction of sin, calling upon the name of God by His love, that's exactly what He did for me. He lifted me. He lifted me up. God picked me up. David spoke about this in the 40th Psalm. And you know, I believe that as the people of God, that we ought to be excited about the Lord. We ought to be excited about the things of the Lord and what He can do. And I'm not talking about manufactured excitement. I'm talking about giving way to the Lord and letting God have His way with us, because I believe that when we do that, if we let God have His way with us, there will be this great spiritual excitement in our hearts about Him, about the things of God. And so I want you to think today, you know, sometimes, and I wasn't going to say this at this point, but I'm going to go ahead and interject this. Sometimes it seems like that we have a problem remembering and being aware of the fact. I think of it in the way that Isaiah here said, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? Are you not mindful of these things concerning God?" And sometimes I'm afraid that we have a problem remembering and being consciously aware of the fact that God can lift us up from anything. I've talked to many people in being a pastor. Through the years, I have talked with many people. Someone may call and say, "Brother Miller, I would like to talk with you." And I have talked with many people, it seems. And it seems like that when we are down and out, because we all know that we are going to have problems, aren't we? We're going to have things in life that will try us all along the way. We're going to have things that will face us, and we're going to have times when we're going to seemingly be down in the dumps about things. We're going to be depressed about things, discouraged about things, because we're going to face trials all through life, and from time to time, we're going to get that way. But one thing that I have observed is that it seems like that we have a problem realizing oftentimes that all we really need to do is we need to just look up. We need to look up. I believe that's what Paul perhaps was speaking about when he wrote to the Colossians, and he said, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth." There are things here that will really get you down if you dwell on them. I mean, there is evil all around us. There's things all around us that if we dwell on those things, they will disappoint us and they will discourage us. And if we set our affections on them, they will lead us away from God. We have to learn and we have to continue to look to things that are better. Lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. That's what David said he did. He said, "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord." And so we need to realize and remember and understand that God can lift us up. I thought about the verse there, the verses in the 40th Psalm. David spoke there about a time when he was in a pit. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He went on and he said, he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto God. Now, how many here today know what David was having reference to when he spoke about the pit? I was in that pit one time. He was talking about when he was lost and separated from God. He described it as being in a horrible pit. Miry clay, bogged down in sin and in despair. But he said God brought him out of that. I remember that also in the 116th Psalm, when David related his experience of salvation there. One of the things that he said was, he said, I was brought low and the Lord helped me. Now, I remember that time myself being in that pit. I remember how low that I felt. In fact, I know that that was indeed the lowest time of my life. I believe that point, there was a point for me right before I was saved. I mean, when I really saw myself for what I was, the wretched, miserable, lost, undeserving sinner that I was, and you know, we don't like to see ourselves like that. I know that many people today, you know, that's the problem, I'm afraid, with many people today, is we want to look away from that. We don't want to see ourselves for what we really are. We don't want to see ourselves for the way that God sees us. As Christian people, I've said this before, I'll say it again, I still believe it today. As Christian people, we have a problem many times. We don't want to see our own sins. We don't want to see the sins in our lives. When the Word of God begins to expose things to us, far too often we would rather turn a deaf ear to it or look away from that, or we would rather say, well, I wonder who he's preaching to today. We don't want to see our own sins. But you know, I'll tell you what, and that's what's wrong with this hokey, false type of salvation today, where people just walk up the aisle with no remorse, no conviction, no condemnation. You know, they just walk up the aisle and repeat a prayer and say that they'll accept Christ. Listen, friends, a lost and ruined and miserable sinner is in no condition to accept the Lord. Who are we to accept him? I mean, what right does a lost sinner have to accept the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? If you're here and you're lost today, the best thing you can do is to come to him and plead for his mercy, that he might be willing to accept you, that he might be willing to save you, because we are certainly in no position to accept him. I believe that we have got to be brought low before we can be lifted up. We see God's love and his grace in saving us. We see God's love and his grace shown forth when he brings us up out of that horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and places our feet on a rock and establishes our going. But we also see God's love in that when he brings us low. David didn't just say he was low. He said, I was brought low. We talk about conviction of sin. I'll tell you what, I believe it's absolutely necessary. And the Lord convicts. He convicts. Jesus said he would do it. He said when he comes, he said he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. It is the Spirit of God that convicts us and shows us where we stand before the Lord. It is the through the Holy Spirit of God that makes us aware of our sinful condition and makes it known to us that we in fact are sinners and that we need a Savior. And it is also through His great power that we are lifted up out of that place. David said that's what the Lord did for him. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, placed my feet on a rock, and he established my goings. Remember that day? I do. Remember that day? Remember how you felt in that pit? Remember how awful that it felt to be in that low estate? Brother Wheat, what's that verse that we hear you quote from time to time? Thank God that he remembered us in our low estate. Remember being down there in that awful pit of sin and what it felt like when God heard your prayer and through his power reached down and lifted you up and brought you up out of that horrible pit. Friend, let me tell you something. I remember today what that felt like. I remember that first feeling of that when the Lord reached down and saved my soul and brought me out of that horrible pit. And I'm here to tell you today that it was more exciting than an airplane ride. I mean to tell you that night, friends, I had liftoff. God reached down and snatched me out of that horrible pit. Brought me up. I would today that we as the people of God, and I believe that God today would desire that we would step up a little bit higher, that we might step up a little bit closer to the Lord, that we might walk a little bit closer with Him, that we might be upon a little bit higher plane with the Lord today, that we might get out of some of these things that bog us down, that we might lay aside the sin and the weight that does so easily beset us and run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We too often are held down by chains, and we put those chains on ourselves. We pay too much attention to things that really don't matter and too little attention to things that do matter. There are things that we need to just look away from, and there are chains that we need to lay down that we might be lifted up closer to the Lord. How would you like it today? Would you like to get closer to Him? Can you see things in your life today that hold you down, that bog you down, that cause you not to have the walk with the Lord that you ought to have? Well, I'll tell you what, friends, listen, if you will lay them down at His feet, if you'll give them over to the Lord, if you'll ask God to help you to lay aside these sins and these weights, I promise you that if you'll look to the Lord that way in faith, that He will hear and answer your prayers and give you liftoff from those things. What did the Bible tell us here? Let's look at these verses again. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall what? They shall run, or they rather, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They that wait upon the Lord will be lifted up. Have you ever seen an eagle in flight? Beautiful to watch. They spread their wings and they soar high above everything that is below them. And I don't think I ever really realized the beauty of this scripture until I saw an eagle in flight. And then I thought about, what was really being said here with those that wait upon the Lord will mount up with wings as eagles, because I saw that and I saw the eagle soaring so high above everything that it just didn't seem like that anything could get to them. There seemed to be a great peace and a great safety there when I watched that. And that's what the Bible tells us that we can have in the Lord. If we wait on the Lord, if we trust in the Lord, if we depend upon the Lord, He can exalt us above these things. He can lift us above these things that hinder us and hold us back. And we can soar above them with our wings spread as eagles and be lifted up in the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? I believe you do. What happens oftentimes when we come together? I believe it happened here last Sunday. I believe it's happened here several times when we have assembled. We come together. Sometimes it's hard to get rid of things. We need help. We need help. What I'm talking about is looking up. You know, Stephen found himself one time in a horrible situation. He was trying to address an angry mob of people, and they were not wanting to listen to him. He was telling them the truth, but they were angry with him at the things that he was saying. And the Bible tells us that they begin to bite him. They begin to gnash on him with their teeth. And they begin to throw stones at him, to stone him to death, to take away his life. But the Bible says that he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked steadfastly up into heaven. And he saw Jesus there, standing at the right hand of God. Friends, we need to know when to look up. We need to know how to look up. I guarantee you that when the things of this life are getting you down, when the things of this life are troubling you, those that wait upon the Lord are going to be able to rise above those things. Those that place their trust in the Lord are going to be lifted above those things. And listen, just above you, there's a better view than what you have down here. If you look up, when Stephen looked up, he saw better things than what he was seeing on the earth. He saw much better things than what was happening to him when he was being beaten with stones and when he was being gnashed on with people's teeth. When he looked up, he didn't see that anymore. He saw the Lord. He saw him standing there at the right hand of God. What assurance that must have given to his heart. What a great blessing that it must have been. I'll tell you what I believe happened. I believe when he looked up and he saw Jesus waiting for him, standing there, waiting to receive him, I believe that it took his thoughts away from the stones that were flying. Boy, it would hurt, wouldn't it? I mean, wouldn't that be awful to be stoned to death? Think about the situation that man was in. Hadn't done anything wrong, just telling people the truth. But when those stones begin to hit his body, they begin to gnash on their teeth. I believe when he looked up there and he saw Jesus, he just soared above all that. That's what we can do in the Lord. We're too bogged down with things too many times in life. The weight of the world, the cares of life choke us, cause a problem with our fellowship with God. You know, there's not a problem. I want you to know something today. If you don't already know it, and if you do not know it, I want to remind you of it today. There's not a problem that you have. There's not a problem that you'll ever have. There's nothing that will ever face you in life that God does not have the power to lift you above it. You will never face a problem that God cannot handle. You will never come up against anything in life. I'll tell you what, you may have problems in your life, and no doubt you will have problems in your life from time to time, that there is no human help sufficient for it. I mean, we can have emotional problems that there's not a psychiatrist anywhere able to help. I mean, people's problems can be that bad. There's physical problems that we can have that go beyond the reach of our doctors. But there's nothing that God can't take care of. There's not a problem that God can't help you with. There's not a thing in your life that God cannot help you to overcome. And so, you know, first and foremost in everything that we do, we need to exercise the things that God has given us. I just don't believe the Christian Science beliefs. I don't think we ought to shun the doctors. I believe God has blessed us by giving gifts to people and thereby them being able to help us. I believe we ought to go to them. I believe we ought to use them. But I know that ultimately the Lord is the great physician in all things, and our trust ought to be in Him, ultimately in the Lord, because He can give us what nobody else is able to give us. He can lift you up above all of your problems and cause you to soar above them as high as an eagle soars above the things of the earth. God lifts us up. Sometimes He lifts us up together, doesn't He? Sometimes, I began to talk about this a moment ago, sometimes in our worship, in our assemblies, the Spirit of the Lord comes in among us. You know, things may not be very there may not be a whole lot of spiritual excitement. You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we're in a service. Sometimes we're assembled together. And suddenly the great power of the Lord comes. And suddenly we've got liftoff. I mean, we're just lifted up a little bit higher than what we were before. We've reached a different plane. I love that. When God lifts us up. In the Ephesian letter, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6 says, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Been there? Different, isn't it? It's better. The closer we get to the Lord, the better it is. The higher we are exalted by Him, the better it is. The more of His presence that we feel, the sweeter it gets. I believe God desires to lift us up. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time. We live too much. We spend too much of our lives without the realization of what the Lord can do for us. We're taught in the Bible not to faint. We're taught that the blessings of God will come if we just don't faint. Run and don't be weary. Walk and don't faint. Because God will bless those that don't. That don't give up, that don't stop looking to Him, that don't get caught up. You know, what we read, what happened to the Apostle Peter. As long as he had his eyes on the Lord, when they saw Jesus walking on the water there, and the Apostle Peter said, Lord, bid me to come to you. And Jesus said, come. And he stepped out and he was walking on the water. You know, a lot of people believe that's just a story. I believe it happened. I know it happened. He was walking on the water there towards Jesus, and as long as he had his eyes fixed on the Lord, everything was okay. But when he began to look around at the waves and the wind and the things that were surrounding him, he began to sink. We need to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We need to keep our eyes on the Lord. And if you do that, you're going to have to look up, because that's where He's at. He's still today in that place where He was at when Stephen saw Him. He's seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for our prayers. Friends, if you're here today and you're lost, the only one that can bring you out of that horrible pit is the Lord. He's the only one that can reach down and lift you up. One of these days, and those of us that are here today that have been saved, that know the Lord and a pardon and forgiveness of sin, we know that our bodies are headed towards death. That's where we're going. It's appointed to us. But we know that the Lord one day will lift us up from that, won't He? Jesus said, the hour is coming when all that are in the grave shall hear His voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. That the hour is coming when the Lord will resurrect the dead. A lot of people think that's just a big hokey story too. It's going to happen. The Lord is going to resurrect the dead one day. I mean, everybody that's died, all that are in the graves are going to hear His voice. Listen, when my body dies, when I leave this world, these natural ears are not going to work anymore. I'm not going to hear anything anymore. You know, when we have a body before us and we have a funeral service, a memorial service for that person, they don't hear the things that are said. They don't hear the songs that are sung. These natural ears will no longer work when we are laid aside in death. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to die and leave this world with this hope that I'm going to hear the Lord. I'm going to hear His voice. If I die and leave this world before the Lord's return, they can lay my body in the deepest cavern in the earth if they want to, but I'm going to hear His voice and I'm going to come forth. And then I'm going to rise. Those of us that are saved are going to be given bodies likened unto Him. And God's going to give us liftoff. The Bible teaches me that we're going to be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. And we're going to be with Him forever and forever. And I can't even imagine what that's going to be like. I can't even imagine how wonderful it really is going to be to just take off to meet the Lord in the air. Take off in a glorified body, all our troubles and cares and sorrows behind us forever, and just meet the Lord in the air and fly away with Him. But I know it's going to happen. For all of His people, I know it's going to happen. As I said, if you're here today and you're lost, that horrible pit that David spoke about, that horrible pit that all of us that are lost have found ourselves in, those that have been truly saved, there's people today that'll tell you lies about your soul. Don't think there's not. There are. There's people today that'll lie to you and tell you that they can do something to give you a right standing with God, but those that have truly been saved will tell you today that the only way out of that pit is to look to the Lord. He's the only one that can lift you out and bring you out of that today. So I thank you for your attention, and I thank you for the privilege today that I've had again to bring before you the Word of God. I love God's Word. I wish I knew more about it. I wish I could preach it better. I love the Word of God. And I'm thankful for every opportunity that I have to be able to bring before you a message from His holy Word. Wonder if you have anything on your heart today.